All right, guys, it's good to be back for another home game this week. You know, it's a shorter week this week. Guys have really been focusing in here, you know, yesterday, and we got to get a lot of work done today as far as preparation and going into this ball game. We have another tough opponent offensively this week, you know, good quarterback in Osweiler. I mean, schematically for what they're getting accomplished with him, but another good set of receivers. I mean, you got two receivers that are at the top of the game right now, and a running back in Miller who's done a good job running the ball. I think he's fourth in the league right now rushing and does a good job in protection, does a good job in what they're trying to accomplish in their run game. All right? Questions?
George, what differences did you see with Houston's offense with the head coach, Bill O'Brien, calling the plays last week?
There was a different, but to be honest with you, they've kind of been different each week. You know, when you look at them through the course of the season, offensively, it's kind of been a different schematic for each defensive scheme that they've faced. So it's sort of a culmination of, you know, different concepts that they've shown each week in a passing game, selective runs from week to week, and what, you know, they think deemed possible. So it's been a little bit different for them in each ball game. I don't think it's just been because Coach O'Brien is calling the plays. They are very flexible, present a lot of problems offensively as far as matchups and leverage and those types of deals. So they're good offensive unit. I was in that division when he was in New England, so there are some similar concepts. There are some similar situations that, you know, they do look a lot alike from in the past. But, you know, I think they're doing a good job of getting the most out of ability of the players that they have, being able to stretch the ball down the field and getting their running game going. So I think as a combination of those two things, it'll be a big challenge for us this week.
Why do you think Miller's been so good for them?
I was with Miller in Miami, and he's always been a tough, you know, grinding running back, can run in between the tackles, has the speed to get out on the corner, can good vision, being able to see when to bounce, when to cut back, those types of deals. He's a good receiver out of the backfield. He's done a good job in protection. So all around, he's a good back. I mean, he can handle all the things that they're asking him to do. I think he's, you know, done good behind their offensive line. They've done a good job of creating space for him and him being able to explode through the hole and get off the cut and be able to accelerate up the field. So I think, you know, they're doing a good job offensively using his skill set, and it'll be a tough challenge for us this week. I'm not into comparing guys, but, you know, he is right now, he's the toughest one we got to face this week. Yeah, he's very versatile, very versatile.
How good is it to be able to rotate the corners on the outside and really keep those guys fresh?
I think that's beneficial to us. I think, you know, using their skill sets in the different packages that we use and different matchups that we face from week to week, and I having three guys that can go out there and play at a high level and be able to compete and be able to match, it is good for us, and those guys are working their butts off and understanding what we're trying to get accomplished schematically and fundamental and technique-wise, and they're doing a good job. So we've always, you know, Coach Zim has always said, guys that, you know, go out and work hard, practice hard, you know, we're going to find a way to use their skill set on Sunday, and that's what we've done.
What's Will Fuller done to have such good success so early?
They've got two good receivers. I Fuller has been able to take the top off. A lot of people have, you know, really been concerned with, you know, 10 on the backside just, you know, taking him away out of the game, and he's been able to win his one-on-one matches down the field. He's really outrun some guys. So we've got to do a good job of being disciplined as far as the leverage of what we're trying to get done coverage-wise this week, and understand, you know, he is a viable threat down the field. He's a viable threat catching a ball in a short area. You saw him last week take a screen and run with it. You saw him return a punt, a kick for a touchdown. So very versatile in his skill set, and he'll be a challenge for us this week. Good. All right. Thanks, man.